This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So you sent us some stuff, and we are ready to dive right in.
Yeah, absolutely. Today we're digging into James Brown DJ Service. It's based out in Colorado Springs.
That's right. We've got their website pulled up, and also a piece from Engaged AF magazine that talks about them.
Okay, cool. So the plan is to sort of unpack what they offer, especially for weddings and events out there.
Exactly. Let's figure out what makes this guy, James Brown, tick. Apparently, he's the owner, the main DJ.
Right. And the website says he's got, like, over 25 years doing this. That's a long time.
A really long time. Plus, he used to be a TV and radio personality. Interesting background.
Yeah, it mentions that. And he claims his whole thing is about making events count. We'll see what that means.
Okay, so the goal here, give you the lowdown on what James Brown DJ Service is all about. What makes them stand out?
Especially if you're planning something in Colorado, yeah.
Yes.
Let's start with that experience. 25 years.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That's huge.
Yeah.
And the TV radio thing, I guess that suggests he's comfortable on a mic.
Probably pretty comfortable commanding a room, keeping energy up, you know, not just playing songs, but actually hosting.
Makes sense. And get this, the site says he's done over 4,000 functions.
Wow.
And more than half of those, weddings.
Okay, so weddings are clearly a big focus. That tracks.
But here's the kicker, I think. It says he personally handles over 90% of his weddings.
Mm.
Start to finish. Set up the event. Takedown.
Wait, really? 90%? That's unusual for a DJ company, isn't it? Usually you book the company, maybe get the owner, maybe get someone else.
Exactly. It's not some big agency where you book the name and hope for the best. You're likely getting him.
That level of personal involvement?
Yeah.
That's got to make a difference. Consistency, maybe? Knowing exactly who's showing up?
Yeah, I think so. It suggests he's really invested in your specific event, not just sending out whoever's free.
Right, so you get that direct connection, no layers of management or different people involved.
Okay, so beyond weddings, which he calls his bread and butter, what else does he do? The site mentions private parties.
Like what kind?
Examples are milestone birthdays, turning 50, that kind of thing. Kids parties, even themed stuff like all-white celebrations.
Okay, so a bit of everything on the private side.
And then branded shows, too. Things like car shows, fashion shows.
So he's comfortable with different scales, different vibes, not just weddings.
Seems like it. Shows some versatility, right? DJing a fashion show is probably pretty different from a wedding reception.
Totally different energy, different music needs. That adaptability is a good sign. He probably knows how to read a room, whatever the occasion.
Which is exactly what you want. Someone who gets the specific event.
Yeah. So, okay, let's zoom in on the wedding services then, using that Engaged AF piece. What do they highlight?
All right, first up, personalized consultations, working with the couple on music, timelines, special requests.
Standard, but crucial. You absolutely need a DJ who listens and tailors things.
Totally. Then, the music library. Over 20,000 songs, apparently.
That's a lot.
Plus, he can download more on the spot using Wi-Fi if needed.
Well, that's handy. So if someone throws out a random request, he might actually be able to get it. Covers most bases, you'd think.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the gear, professional sound systems, wireless mics, dance floor lighting, the whole setup.
Good. You don't want dodgy sound or mics cutting out during speeches.
Definitely not. And he acts as the master of ceremonies, the MC.
Okay, so he guides the event, makes announcements, keeps things flowing.
That's the idea. Engaging MC duties included.
That's a big value add. Good MC is, like, essential for keeping things on track and fun.
For sure. And setup and teardown are included. No hidden fees there, they say.
Good to know. Practical stuff matters.
And they mention a starting price for wedding packages, around $800.
$800 starting point, okay.
Uh-huh.
Gives people a rough idea, though obviously details can change the final price.
Right, it's a baseline. So that's the service list. But what do actual people say?
Yeah, the testimonials.
Right.
Always important. What did you find?
Okay, got one here from Kristen P. She was a bride back in March 2023.
Okay, pretty recent.
She says he was amazing, all caps.
Uh-huh. Okay, strong start.
Calls him professional, kind, and extremely fun. Says he kept the party going, and her guests were talking about him afterward.
That's great feedback, especially the guests noticing.
Yeah, and she finishes with, best DJ ever for the best day ever, I recommend.
Wow. Can't ask for much better than that, really. It speaks to the whole experience, not just the music.
Totally. Then there's another one, Annie R. This was for a private party in 2019.
Okay, so not just weddings.
Right. She calls him an amazing professional that entertained and kept the party going, and she recommends him too.
So, similar vibe professional, kept the energy up, consistent feedback.
Yeah, it really seems like it. These are actual clients, you know? It adds weight when they're raving like this.
Absolutely. It moves beyond just the website claims. Real experiences.
Okay, so if you're in Colorado and thinking this sounds good, where does he actually work?
Good question. The website lists quite a few places. Let's see, Parker, Pueblo, Highlands Ranch, Centennial, Castlewood, South Glen, Ken Carroll, Columbine. Then further out, like Telluride, Fort Carson.
Wow, Telluride's a ways away.
Yeah. Also, Cimarron Hills, Air Force Academy area, Fountain, Black Forest, Cannon City, Castle Rock, Denver, Woodland Park.
So basically, a pretty significant chunk of Colorado, he seems willing to travel.
Definitely covers a wide range.
Yeah.
Helpful for people to know if he's even an option for their location.
Right. And how do you get hold of him?
Okay, contact info. The website is jamesbrownjservice.com.
Simple enough.
Email is jbrown3633@aol.com.
AOL.
Okay, yeah. And the phone number is 719-930-4631.
Got it. And he's based in Colorado Springs and also has a Facebook page, James Brown DJ Service.
Multiple ways to reach out, which is good. Check out the site, maybe the Facebook page for recent stuff.
Makes sense. All right, let's try and wrap this up. What's the takeaway here?
Well, summarizing this deep dive, James Brown DJ Service looks like a really experienced operation. We're talking decades in the business.
Yeah, that 25 plus years stands out.
And that high level of personal involvement, him doing 90% of the weddings himself, that seems like a major selling point. It's not just a company name.
Definitely feels like a key differentiator. Plus, those client testimonials were really positive.
Super positive across both weddings and private parties. And he covers a lot of ground in Colorado.
So, putting it all together, the picture is experience, personal touch, proven results via reviews, and wide service area.
Pretty much. It suggests he's focused on creating a specific, tailored experience.
And that tagline, make it count. It sort of fits with that personal investment vibe, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It implies he's aiming for memorable, impactful events, not just background noise.
So, final thought for you listening. If you're planning something in Colorado, what are your non-negotiables for a DJ?
Is it that deep experience? The guarantee of a specific person? Those glowing reviews? Maybe the MC skills?
Something to think about. How does what we found about James Brown line up with your priorities? Maybe check out his website, give him a call.
Could be the right fit to help make your event count.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it.
The Engaged as Fuck podcast.